Praise God. Excuse me. Praise God. Praise God this morning. Father God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Lord God, I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over this airways. Lord God, reinforce our relationship with you today. In Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's not working right. Good morning, Minister Hill.
Good morning, Dr. Erica. And good morning, Jesus believers all over the world. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
You know, David says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. So I say this morning, I will bless the Lord, O my soul.
Amen.
With all that is within me, I will bless his holy name.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. I'm going to go on with communion because I try to get through this message this morning quickly.
Okay.
I have to move fast in the morning. Okay. 1 Corinthians 11. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
23 through 26. Thank you. For I have received all hearts and minds clear. Amen.
Jesus.
For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you.
Yes,
this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
Yes.
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, I'm going to move right into what I have this morning. I'm going to read you the back cover, ma'am.
Take your time.
Okay. I'm going to read you the back cover of a book. And what brought me back to this was all your teaching that you've been doing on heart. And I was reminded, and I pulled it out. And as I have pulled it out, God is adding to it. I can see why people go back and rewrite a book. Yep, they go back to it, and he begins to speak all the more. But the back cover, man was created with a body, a spirit, and a soul. But most people tend to care for the body only. We groom our hair, wash and perfume our body, care for our skin and our nails, and buy lots of clothing. We have doctors perform physical examinations and have regular dental, ear, and eye exams. All these we do on a regular basis to care for the body. But what care do we give our spirit and our soul? Just something to think about. That's part of what's on the back cover. When you open up the book, you see this phrase. A spiritual war is raging against the people of God for the control of the soul. Remember, the soul is the heart. He who controls your soul is he to whom you belong. Okay, let me go through. And I would lay down at night And I was working on this lesson for a church where I had to speak. And I would lay down at night and I would see these circles, a circle within a circle within a circle. And I recognized I had seen that before. It's when people had been teaching on the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, God as a tripartite being,
mm-hmm.
and man as a tripartite being. But when he gave it to me, the inner part of a man, he said, was a man's heart. Your heart is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And later on, you know, it was added that intellect was added. But God calls intellect the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. That's what your intellect does. It helps you to understand. So with man being a three-part being, body, spirit, and soul, the soul, the heart, is the center of a man. He also showed me the garden in Eden. Three circles. The outside circle is Eden. The next circle would be the garden in Eden. And the next circle would be the heart of Eden, which was the trees planted in the midst of the garden. So it's like Eden itself was a type of the world. God took man, the man that he created, out of the world and put him in a sacred place that he created for him, the garden. That's the second circle. And then the Garden of Eden was, like I had taught once before, was just a starting place for man. Adam and Eve were to fill the earth and subdue it. So as they populated, the garden would go out, pushing back. If we think about the circles now, if the Garden of Eden grew as man populated, then the world would be pushed back until the world was filled according to God's word. But sin entered in, and it didn't happen according to God's plan. So the heart of a man, like I said, is your will, your mind, your will, your emotions, and your intellect. God speaks a lot on the heart. That's why the devil, God wants your heart, and that's why the devil wants it also. Mm-hmm. He wants everything that belongs to God, and he wants to control it. Mm-hmm. A few of the scriptures that I pulled out about the heart. Psalms 44 and 21. Shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Matthew 22 and 37. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Jeremiah 29 and 13. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Psalms 4 and 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. That's just a few of them. Mm-hmm. But he has a lot to say about the heart. That's why the enemy, God wants to dwell there. So the enemy wants to control the heart. If you confess Christ with your mouth, but you never believed in your heart, in your soul, in your mind. This was just your mouth speaking. Then that connection was never made to God. Because, see, he already knows you got caught up at church one Sunday, and you got up and you confessed Christ, but that's where you left it off. You didn't seek him anymore. You didn't read. You didn't study. You may have went back to church. I know one that came in to get saved because his brother had died, and he was not a member of a church. And they like, where are we going to have his funeral? What church are we going to take him to? I don't know what they eventually did, but the brother came and confessed Christ, joined the church, and he never came back. And I can pretty honestly say that he never spent any time reading or studying. But he did go in and confess Christ. But he didn't, the connection wasn't made within him that will cause you to seek him with all your heart. But he did confess. You can't connect to God apart from your spirit. So if you don't feed your spirit man, That's where your growth comes in at. So how do you feed your spirit? Just what I just said. You got to seek God. You got to read. You got to listen. You got to hear the word of God, and that connection is made. So that spirit, your born-again spirit, has got to connect to the giver of that spirit. That being God, and it's got to be done through Jesus via the Holy Ghost. Oh, man. And as long as that connection remains, or if that connection is not made, then sin will remain. You don't know what the word says. You don't know that if you sin, you repent and you turn from that sin. You don't know that for every sin, you know, God has made every temptation, God has made a way of escape. You don't know these things. And if you're not reading to find it out, you're not hearing to find it out, no one is speaking it into your spirit, then it doesn't get done. You continue on as you are. And I think we see that in a lot of churches. Everybody wants to be saved, but not everybody wants to give God any of their time. You don't want to do the things that God said to do. And a big part of it is you don't know. Because if you go to church and you hear the preacher preach, and then the minute you leave, the devil steals it. You say, what was church about today? Oh, it was good. We had good church today. I don't do that because I don't totally get that. You got to tell me what was good about it. But my thing is this morning, is with all Dr. Erica have been teaching on the heart is the center of a man, the heart and the soul being the same. The heart is it the organ that sustains life. When God formed man, he formed him of the dust of the ground. He breathed. That's his Holy Spirit. That's him giving you of his spirit. He breathed into a man, the man's nostrils, and man became a living soul. That's that heartbeat. That same heart that pumps the blood that sustains life. If the heart dies, the body dies. So the center of all things in the body is the heart. That's the part of you that God desires. And we have to give him that for him to work in us the way he desires through Jesus via the Holy Spirit. And I think I went back to this and God added to it, and I wrote that part in about Eden and the world. So with the body, with the heart, once you give God your heart and the love of God begins to flow from your heart, this three-part thing now, the spirit is alive, the flesh comes into subjection to the word of God. That's all flowing from your heart. The center of a man. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Yeah, that heart is important. It's very important. So important.
I was really blessed the way he described Eden, like Eden is the world. And then the garden was there, and then the center of the garden was the trees. And just as Adam and Eve would have populated, that garden would have been pushed out, and the world would have been pushed back. I like that.
I like that too. Praise God.
Praise God.
Like
God. Amen.
I have Jesus in my heart. In my heart.
Thank you.
know, I'm sitting here. I was listening, and the training that the people that volunteered and came here received, most of you have not received that, because only the people that came here received that. So I'm actually holding the workbook in my hand that they received. And I'm trying to figure out how to take you through that training. So God is going to give it to me. The training the message I have for today is really in perfect alignment with what Minister Hill message. So I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it till this evening at 8 o'clock as I'm trying to figure out how to put this teaching online and get this workbook to you. I believe I can get the workbook to you as a PDF. It's about 187 pages. It's 187 pages. Some of the parts that we went through that are not in the book that I had to write on the sides, because it's like a lot of it is like you got to insert, fill in the blanks. And then there's a little exercise at the back on page 187 when we finished it. And by the way, yeah, it is on YouTube, but it's in private. So today I'm going to work on how to get the rest of you through that, because it really is good. It really will. Is Marie? Let me see. Who was here for that training that could dial into the blog talk? It's so many good things happening. I can't. Monica, do you feel like coming on the blog talk and pressing one? I don't know if Richard is there. But what's happening in families right now is like phenomenal. It's totally miraculous. And I'm just so happy to be a part of it. I'm happy. But I got to figure out how to get this training to you. Even if I have to do it on my other line. I have another line, a personal line, and I guess I could do Skype too. Somebody that went through that training, can you go to Blog Talk and press one? Can you go to Blog Talk and press one if you came here for that training and feel led to talk about a little bit of it? Because it was a different way. I have a lot of things I do differently. Some of you ain't never seen it. 5998, I think that's what I see. Who is this, please?
Good morning, family. It's Monica.
Hey, Monica. I got that text.
Hi, good morning.
I got that text you sent me. I can't believe it. I believe it. You know what I'm saying? I believe it, but I can't believe it.
Amen. Yes. A lot of prayer.
Do you think you could just share a little bit?
Well, yeah, I would love to. Well, we had spoken about 2 weeks ago, and you had said to me to visit my father-in-law with a birthday cake and some balloons, and he had just gotten out of the hospital. Yes, Monday night. What, today's, no, Wednesday night. Wait, Tuesday night. So he was available yesterday morning. And you had said to take him the cupcake, take him some balloons, and to take my mother-in-law. And the moment I hung up with you, God said, I want you to do this, this, and this. And I said, okay, Lord, if this is what you want me to do. So I got a pen and a paper, and I wrote down five things that God wanted me to say to my husband's mom and dad. And I was able to share with them about how God wanted to redeem their bloodline, and that if they could forgive each other for everything, all the past hurts. And my mother-in-law spoke up and she said, yes, I forgive him. And he said, yes, I forgive her. And I was just there, quiet, just being obedient to God. And I said, now that you guys have forgiven each other, could you give one of the biggest gifts to your children and to your grandchildren and to your great-grandchildren? And they're like, well, we don't have any money. And I'm like, no, no, no. It's not about having money. I said to them, would you be willing to renew your wedding vows for Christmas Day? And all of a sudden, like, life came back into my father-in-law. And he said, yes, I'll do that. And my mother-in-law said yes. And it was just amazing. And so we talked about it a little bit. And so now Richard made a meeting with his siblings to sit down and go over, like, the planning and stuff, because everybody's going to be somewhere for Christmas, and food is going to be there. So it's going to be in the backyard in the garden where they raised their 10 children.
Oh, Lord.
It's amazing. And I came home. Takes an hour to come home. And I was so happy, and I was telling Richard, look at what God did, Richard. Look at what he did. This is just amazing. This, like you said, it's unbelievably believable.
Yeah. But
and
wait.
Yes.
You forgot to tell us who's going to renew the vows.
Richard, their son.
Yay,
Richard. So they were, I told them that. I said, your son, he's a pastor, and he's studying to be a pastor. And they were like, wow, then yes, we really want to do this. So they will be his first couple to officiate a vow renewal. And I was so happy for Richard.
I'm too.
So happy.
I'm happy for both of you. Both of you. I will never forget when Richard pulled up with that trailer with that RV.
Yeah. He turned that thing in a circle, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. It is amazing. Amazing. And his younger brother texted him and said, I almost gave up on them. I almost gave up on them. But if this is what they want to do, I am all in for it. And I said, Lord, I know that had to make his day, because he's the youngest of the 10.
Mm-hmm.
I know it had to make his day.
10 children.
10 children.
And the mom,
father
and mom, the dad had been estranged.
Yeah, very much.
Look what God, look at the birthday present from Jesus. Look at that birthday present. What a present. What a birthday present. What a God.
I was dancing in the truck like David danced, and I was so happy. So happy. And I was praying, Lord, soften their heart and hearts. Let them forgive each other. And I was a bit nervous about who was going to not say yes. But when I got there, I said, Lord, this is all you're doing. I am out of the equation. Richard's out of the equation. And I was going over my 3x5 cards, building ourselves up and getting ready for what God was going to do.
Thank you.
I'm amazed. And then the word came to me. Remember what Dr. Erica said? Whatever God tells you to do, and you do it, it will always succeed. And I went,
Thank you, Jesus.
I was like, okay, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. That's all I could say. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I disciplined myself. I went through those 3 days of whatever it was. But this right here makes it all worth it. This right here makes it all worth it.
And you said yesterday, building families.
Mm-hmm.
And that we have not seen nothing yet. Nothing. And we are about to see it on Christ's birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, y'all, I'm not going to be on here. I think this settles it for me this morning. God is talking to me about, you know, what I got to do to coming in the year that's coming in. The chronological year is already here on the Hebrew, on the Jewish calendar. It's already new year. I'll do what I was going to teach this morning, Minister Hill. Just knocked it out the park already.
Amen.
So I'm gonna pick up the ball at 8 p.m. I'm not gonna be on for the prayer only for one reason. Well, I may be on for the prayer. I don't know, but don't hold me to it. But I'll definitely be back at 8. Praise God, Monica. What can I say? If God be for you, who in the world would even attempt to try to be against you? You know what? You and Richard got a diamond, right? For being obedient.
Yes.
You got a diamond. But guess what? I got a ruby. You got a diamond, but I got a ruby. I got a ruby.
Amen.
And guess what? The angels are rejoicing in heaven. The angels are rejoicing in heaven. You know why? Because love is a winner. Love is always a winner. It's a winner. Love cannot lose. It can't, because God is love.
Everybody likes to take a holiday. Everybody likes to take a rest. situations we love to recall. Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem, the greatest celebration of them all. Come on, ring the bell, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring the bell, and everybody say, Jesus, we remember, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.